now, Ring, time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. Voting on the women-sponsored bond issue by inducing the men to follow him in deserting Pine Ridge. They thus prevented the necessary two-thirds of the population from balloting for or against the issue. The men marched outside the city limits and established a camp. You see, the idea was to force the women to relent and drop the bond issue along with the other statutes they've enacted. Well, we'll soon see what happens next. You know, the other day a friend of mine said, after an evening out, did you ever try Alka-Seltzer? It's swell. Well, when you overindulge, stay up pretty late, and you wake up the next morning with a headache or an acid-upset stomach, that's when you want Alka-Seltzer's ready relief. And here's something else to keep in mind. By taking Alka-Seltzer the night before, you can often avoid distress the next morning. Get Alka-Seltzer from your druggist in either the large 60-cent family size or the 30-cent Get Acquainted package. The large package contains over three times as many tablets, yet costs only twice as much. Remember, by taking Alka-Seltzer the night before, you can often avoid distress the next morning. So get a package now. And when your tablets get down to four, that's the time to buy some more. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find a group of men watching a horseshoe match in their encampment on a hill just outside Pine Ridge.
Yeah, pitch it right in there, Walt. That's a time, Walt.
Oh, that weren't so good.
It was, Donnie. Hey, watch out. Long where you stand, you're going to get hit there.
Oh, excuse me.
Stand around that moonlight, a ringer on your neck don't count, you know. Get in a little closer this time now, Walt. Another good one we got them beat. That's it. A leaner, leaner.
That's the way to do it. Look at it. Daylight in there. That's a leaner. Try it up again there. Look at it. All right. Get my knife blade down, but touch it. Look there. All right, Charlie. Get up there and knock him off. No, he'll never do it. Take your time, Charlie. Aim good. Take dead aim. Try your level there. Nothing to it. Never do it. Now, you missed. Work all close. Right, Charlie. You got your eye on it. This time, knock him clean to Cody, Wyoming. He can't do it.
Never done it. We win. Ain't no excuses, Grandpap. You lost it fair and square. Let me hear those horseshoes here closer than that in there. Give me that stick there. Let me see. All right, major. Oh, well, that don't make no difference. That leaner's all we needed to win. You know it. Ain't that right, Long?
I don't know. I weren't keeping score.
Well, it's a game. We win it. I knowed we'd do it, too. Good work, Walt, old boy.
All right, pick him up. Three out of four.
You said two out of three.
It's three out of four.
Oh, prattle, prattle.
Come on, let's have some more throwing and less jaw flapping around here.
All right.
Crowing every time you win a game, you crow around
yeah,
about it.
Yeah, something to crow about when you got a partner like old Walt. All right, we'll whip you another. I don't care.
Just a minute, Abner. I wonder if you could drop out of the game for a while. I want to talk to you.
Well, Long, we're sort of right in the middle of a match here.
Well, this won't take long. You can get somebody else to step in for you. How about you there, Ulysses?
Yeah, okay.
Abner won't be gone long, Ulysses.
Yeah, okay.
Come on, Abner.
Yeah, all right. I'm coming.
Now, them's your horseshoes there, Ulysses.
Yeah, okay, Grandpa.
I'm sorry to drag you away from the game, Abner, but there's some things I want to talk over with you.
Old Grandpappy sure mad because him and Charlie ain't win a single game from us yet.
Did he win one? Boy, he was mad, I could tell
that. Oh, he's worse than a wet setting hen. Dog, as you know, Lum, this is the most fun I believe I've ever had in my whole life. Just sit around up here and do whatever you please. I wish we'd thought of this idea years ago.
No doubt if you'd like it very long, though, Abner. You'd get tired of it quick enough.
Get tired of this?
Well, sure.
Oh, you don't know me, Lum. This is the kind of life I've been looking for as long as I can recollect. Well, just look what I did today. Went fishing, played 23 games of checkers, 6 games of pitch, 2 games of horseshoes, and then, well, I just sat around this morning for a couple of hours there and never done nothing. I doggies, man, that's living.
Well, Abner, we never come up here just to have a good time, though.
Well, everybody's sure enjoying themselves, I'll say that, whether they're supposed to or not.
I'm glad of that, but I ain't so sure they are.
What in the world makes you say that?
Oh, I don't know. Some of the things I've heard some of the fellas say, they're general altitude and all.
Well, lo me, love. They're all laughing, joshing, playing games, having a good time.
Yeah, I know they're having a pretty good time, I'll admit. But it's when they're just sitting around talking quiet that I notice it.
Notice what?
Oh, I don't know. They're sort of uneasy.
Huh.
Sort of an undercurrent going around.
Yes,
see, all these fellas have had to work hard for a living, Abner. They've worked every day for years, day in and day out.
Charlie Redfield ain't. Grandpappy Spears ain't.
Yeah, Lim's the only one. Point I was trying to make is this. Here for the first time, they ain't got a thing in the world to do.
That's what I like.
Showed out of their regular way of living, you might
say. That's funny.
Then they don't know exactly how to act. They're a little nervous about it. Worrying about getting their crops in, worrying about their business one thing or another, and their family men, they've got youngins at home.
Well, now...
worrying about them.
Now, see, Graylon's the only one I saw that's nervous. He's been sitting over by that scrub oak bush there, shaking like a dog on a wet sack all day.
Well, he's a aggravated kid.
He must be. He's aggravated.
He's scared of what Gussie will do to him if she ever gets her hands on
him. I know. That's what's worrying. Well, I can't say to blame you. I wouldn't fist fight her with a 10-foot pole.
Oh, me neither. But that ain't what I'm talking about.
Well, to be honest, Lom, I just can't see what you are talking about. I can see all the fellas is enjoying this something wonderful.
Oh, it's sort of a vacation for a little while.
Oh, I love it.
It ain't awful plain what I'm talking about. I've heard enough to make me believe, though, that it's something we've got to start worrying about.
We have, huh?
Oh, yeah. I know good and well we ain't going to be able to keep these fellas up here very long.
Well, Lomi, how long do you want to keep them up here? By following you out of town yesterday while we held up the voting on that bond issue, and that's what you wanted, wasn't it?
Well, yeah, but that's just part of it.
The women can't put that across long less than they're 2/3 of the population there. They got the vote on.
Yeah, that's right. That's why we walked out of town. But yeah, quick as we go back to town, they just put it up to a vote again. We wouldn't have got no place. No, what we got to do is stay up here till the women give up the town government. Give it up till they admit they're whipped and give the town government back to us men.
Well, now, wait a minute, Lum. We can't stay up here that long. Why, them stubborn-headed women never will give in.
Oh, yes, they will.
I doubt it.
But it's going to take a little time, and that's what worries me. I don't know if I can convince the men that we can win by waiting this thing out or not. I don't know how long they're going to be willing to put up with fixing their own meals and sleeping in any old place like we done last night. We're just lucky we're having a spell of good weather right now.
Well, you surely can't expect this weather to hold out as long as you want it too long.
Well, we just got one hope, and that is that the women folks will break down and come to us in just a few days.
Oh, Lord, they'll never do it that quick.
Well, I don't know. They're going to find out just how hard it is to run things without no men around at all. This is going to make them see how helpless and short of brains they actually are.
Short of brains?
Yeah, short of brains.
Well, I noticed they're the ones that's sleeping at home in a nice comfort feather bed, not us. Us and our big brains are sleeping out here on the ground.
That won't be for long, though. See, they thought they was pretty smart when they taken over the politics of the town, but how long do you think they can get along when their store and business in town's closed up?
I don't guess that's right. Everything is closed, ain't it?
Why, sure. Things is at a standstill.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
And don't think they ain't starting to worry about it, neither.
They are, huh?
Well, they're bound to be.
How do you know?
Why, just what I know about human nature and psychology tells me that.
Oh.
And quick as Dick Huddleston gets back, I can give you some actual proof.
Gets back? Has Dick went somewhere?
Yeah, he went into town for a while.
He did? Why, that traitor, that T-R-A-T-R traitor.
Well, now, wait a minute. He had to go on account of the post office.
The post office? You mean he's going to open that up? Doggett, I thought everything in town was supposed to be closed.
Well, he wasn't going to open it up. He had to make out quarterly reports, I think he called them, and send them into the Central Accounting Division or some such a name as that.
Huh.
See, that's United States of America give him in business, and he has to tend to that. He's coming right back.
Oh, well, that's different. That's a good idea.
I told him while he's down there to try to look around and see just how worried the women are getting. Listen in on the party line and hear them talk and such a
that. Doggett, I wish I'd known he's going down there. Had him stop over by my place and pick up my rocking chair for me. Long as we're going to be up there so long, I'd love to be comfortable.
Well, if Dick brings back a good report, you might not need your rocking chair.
I'd sure love to have it. Just sit there, rock, and
I wish we'd hurry. I'm aiming on having him tell what he found out at the mass meeting.
Mass meeting?
Oh, I reckon I never told you about that. I'm aiming on calling all the fellas together to tell them just what we're up again and convince them that we've got to stick it out up here till them women give in. I'm banking on Dick's report to do this for me.
Man, I doubt if you can get them away from their horseshoe games and their fishing poles long enough to listen to a report.
Well, I just hope they go on being interested in horseshoes and fishing. Wait a minute. Is that him coming up the hill there?
Who?
Dick. Huh? See him there? Yeah, that's him.
Oh, Dad, blame it. He forgot my rocking chair. No one ever told him that.
Abby, go on and start rounding up the fellers. Tell them we're going to have a meeting over there where they're pitching horseshoes. That's a good place. Me and Dick will be there in 10 minutes or so.
Well, all right, I'll try. It ain't going to be easy, though.
Hey, Dick, I'm over here. What'd you say, Abner?
Oh, nothing.
What'd you find out, Dick?
Hell, wait till I get my breath, Lum. That's quite a hill there.
Yeah. Well, did you get that post office work all done?
Well, no. It got done, but I didn't do it, Lum.
Huh?
My woman did.
Your woman?
Yeah.
Well, what does she know about it?
Well, apparently she must have watched me and picked it up. She's even got the store open running that.
She is.
And Elizabeth is running your store.
Oh, she ain't no sister.
She is. In fact, every business in town is open and doing good. Lum, as near as I can see, those women haven't missed us one bit. And if you expect to set up here till those women come to us, I'm afraid you've got a long wait on your hands, Lum.